blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Welcome to Live Better with God. My name is Mary, and today we're going to be talking about blessings. We're going to be using the Word of God, which is in Luke 6, 20 through 26. We're going to be using a few verses so we can have a reflection, but I encourage you to just read it completely. You're going to see how God wants you to trust Him. And during the entire verses, you see that everything has a moment. But I want to read a few of them, okay? So, here it says, looking at the disciples, He said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." And when He says poor, He means that you have a humble heart, and you can receive the glory of God. You know, you can see it, because you can live it, because you are putting yourself into accepting it. Okay. Then another verse says, "Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied." He's talking about wanting to know more about God. And sometimes in life, we think of what we see is what it is, but with God, you will see that every time you take the time to know about Him, you're gonna be intrigued. Something's gonna keep repeating in your head, in your heart, that you need to learn a little bit more about this part. And sometimes praying can actually encourage you more just to focus in something that God wants you to know about. So keep yourself wanting to learn more about God, and that will help you to keep building that relationship with Him. Another one is, "Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." It says that even if now things doesn't look good to you or for someone you love, that's not a permanent state. God is our Father, and He wants the best for His kids. So a parent can not always prevent everything from happening to the kid, but He's gonna be there for him, for you, okay? You're gonna be there for your kids. He's gonna be there for you. But when we are sad, it could be for many reasons. Somebody we lost, maybe somebody, something happened, something very bad happened in your family, something happens to you. Maybe a decision you took lead to something worse. But He wants you to know that that's not going to be your permanent state. He's going to be there for you, and you will shine, okay? You will see a light. Whatever is happening to you, the best thing you can do is to hang on to what God is giving you now. Sometimes we don't like the silence. Sometimes we don't like the wait. Sometimes we don't like when we want the answers right now. But we're still thinking, what do I really want? God knows what you're going through. And sometimes waiting, being in silence, can help you to listen to Him. He will show you the way. So, blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of Son of Man. So nobody said that being in the pathway of God is easy. But even Jesus received rejection in so many ways. He was betrayed by one of his friends. But I think he was the God, of course, but he knew all this was going to happen. It had to happen, but it still hurt him. So God doesn't want you to be have all these things happening to you. But when you speak the truth, when you speak about God, people sometimes won't listen. And sometimes people won't want you there because of what you talk, of the way you are, because God is living in you, and people sometimes feel uncomfortable with that. Sometimes it's not even for a really good reason. Sometimes they just doesn't know how to express that they want to know more, and they just prefer not to talk about that, or something specific instead of talking to you about it. Maybe they just want to do it that way because it's easier for them. But when all this happened to you in the name of God, God has something more for you, okay? Every time you speak the name of God, it's not in vain. There's a reason. Somebody's listening. Somebody's heart is listening when you are talking about God. It doesn't matter if you mention it 2 times in a conversation, 3 times, 4, 1. The way you say it, because you're living with the Spirit of God inside of you, will resound, you know, it will enter to somebody's heart who wants to learn more. So there's a moment for everything, and there are blessings on it. So rejoice in that day and live for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestor treated the prophets. So all this already happened. It's gonna keep happening to those who have something worth of saying. So keep reading this verses and see what it has to do with all of us. The blessings God is telling you is that all this already happened. It's gonna keep happening. Being in the pathway of God gonna have some kind of difficulties in the way. Okay, that's gonna happen. But he wants you to know that even if all that happens to you, he sees it, and he has a purpose for you, and he knows your heart. Okay? So I want you to know that everything that is happening to you right now is not forever. You're loved. Somebody's taking care of you. But sometimes we don't see it that way. We just see what is in front of us. We don't see far from what is in front of us. So don't get discouraged. God has a plan for you and your family. So thank you for listening. I see you, I hear you in the next episode. Remember that we exchange language. One Friday we talking English, and the next one we do it in Spanish. So the next one will be this one, but a version in Spanish, and we just keep going that way. So thank you very much. God bless you, and have a great day.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.